Thank
sure
you.
Paul will.
Thanks very much. Have a great
he
day.
Needs guidance. You
know. Sure.
Item number 11, please.
Item number 11 from the Executive Director of the War Memorial Center and the Director of the Milwaukee Art Museum, providing a verbal status update on negotiations. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Prior to launching into the presentation this morning, I'd like to acknowledge the presence in our audience of Justice Jeanine Geske. Ms. Geske, and with our profound thanks for your involvement, your willingness to involve yourself gratis, as I understand it, on behalf of the betterment of the county. It's very much appreciated. And the result has been great. Mr. Ken Cry, Mr. David Kurtz are here representing Mr. Cry, the Milwaukee Art Museum, Mr. Kurtz, the War Memorial Board. If you gentlemen would like to, you have decided this agreement amongst yourselves, so I'll let you decide who goes first.
Well, first and foremost, thank you, Chairman, and also members of the Parks Committee for the opportunity to meet with you this morning. My name is Ken Cry, and I'm the president of the Board of Trustees of the Milwaukee Art Museum. And with me is Mr. David Kurtz, American Legion State Adjutant and representative of the War Memorial. We are pleased to announce that through some very committed negotiations, the Milwaukee County War Memorial and the Milwaukee Art Museum have reached an agreement regarding ongoing management of the buildings and grounds occupied by both organizations. This agreement, we believe, will pave the way for important investments in the War Memorial Center, including critical maintenance issues, as well as new building improvements and enhancements. And we, too, would like to thank Justice Jeanine Geske and also Marquette Professor Andrea Schneider for their work in helping the parties reach a fair and solid agreement. Their involvement was essential to crafting the agreement that we are sharing with you today. We also want to commend this committee, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievich, and County Executive Chris Abley for their involvement throughout the process and for appointing Justice Geske as a mediator as we move through the last 30 days. Now, Mr. Kurtz will provide information about the agreement for you and some of the terms of that agreement.
Thank you, Ken. As has been well documented, the War Memorial and the Kaler buildings are in dire need of rehabilitation and repair, with visibly crumbling concrete and extensive leaks. As a community, we owe it to our veterans and to the public to make the necessary investment to preserve and advance the War Memorial Center so it can maintain its original purpose to honor the dead by serving the living. The framework that we've agreed to will help the War Memorial, the Milwaukee Art Museum, and Milwaukee County achieve that noble goal. Our agreement paves the way for the War Memorial to expand veterans-related services and activities, the Milwaukee Art Museum to move forward with its plans for a $15 million renovation, including gallery and building improvements and enhancements, and paves the way for the county's investment of $10 million to provide the necessary repairs and maintenance. As a general overview of this agreement, I just want to share with you some points. We're very proud that the agreement that we've reached is a real win for all parties, not only the War Memorial Center and the Art Museum, but also Milwaukee County, the local military and veterans community, and the general public. Under our agreement, both the War Memorial and the Art Museum will operate as legally independent organizations with separate governance structures. We will collaborate on some matters, most importantly, programming and events for veterans and building, maintenance, and repairs. The War Memorial will continue to manage, maintain, and control spaces that it currently occupies, including the Level 1 North Entrance and the third and fourth floors of the original War Memorial building, as well as Level 2 South Entrance along the Fitch Plaza, the roof over the Kaler Addition. The Art Museum will manage, maintain, and control spaces that it currently occupies in the 1957 Saarinen designed war memorial, and in the 1972 building addition. And they will take on responsibility for the exterior of the lower portion of the original war memorial and the entire exterior of the Kaler building. The organizations will collaborate on a hybrid engineering model to support the entire campus mechanical systems. The War Memorial Corporation, there are a few additional details I would share with you that are important. The War Memorial is very excited about the opportunities that the agreement creates for the War Memorial Center. We are confident the changes we are making will put us in a position to enhance and expand services to the veterans of Milwaukee County in the years to come. We're also very pleased that the North Tract, an area of land north of the War Memorial Center, which includes the parking lots, will remain under the lease from Milwaukee County to the War Memorial Center, and the War Memorial will continue to be able to use revenue from this property to provide veterans-related programmings and services. Any future development proposed for the property by either the War Memorial Center or the Art Museum would be subject to approval by Milwaukee County and other parties and oversight agencies of municipal, state, and federal government. As part of the broader reorganization of the War Memorial Corporation, each of the constituent cultural institutions will have their own independent leases with Milwaukee County and withdraw from the War Memorial Corporate Board. This includes the Milwaukee Art Museum, the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, and the Charles Alice Art Museum Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum. They have each committed to entering into collaboration agreements, memorializing their commitment to continue to support the local military and veterans community with programs in the future. Ken?
The Art Museum will also provide in-kind support to the War Memorial Center to support its efforts to expand veterans programming and services. This support may include grant writing, curatorial support for exhibitions, veterans-related programs, and enhanced veteran access and admission to the Art Museum and its facilities. The Art Museum will also now be able to move forward with its plans for a $15 million renovation, including gallery and building improvement and enhancements. This is an exciting development that will greatly enhance this community asset along the lakefront. So our next steps are as follows. We are very excited to have reached this agreement. We are also very pleased at the broad support the framework has received. Already the term sheet has been endorsed by the War Memorial Facilities Board and the War Memorial Veterans Board and will be considered by the full board later this month. It has also been endorsed by the Milwaukee Art Museum's Executive Committee, and the museum's full board will consider it at their meeting later this month. We have set a goal of reaching a closing on the legal agreements by Memorial Day, a day that we see as particularly fitting for this historic occasion. We ask for this committee's continued support in this process by endorsing our progress and directing county staff and corporate counsel to work with us to craft the final documents for approval. Thank you again for your ongoing support, and we work to make this agreement possible, and we are confident that this agreement will enable both organizations to grow and provide world-class experiences for Milwaukee County veterans, the Southeastern Wisconsin military community, and the broader community at large. And those are our prepared remarks. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions by committee members of either Mr. Cryer or Mr. Kurtz? We do have a card from Mr. Mike Balistrieri. Mr. Balistrieri, would you like to comment?
I've got a whole bunch of comments on this sheet here.
Well, if you'd like to make them a matter of the record, you can submit the sheet or you can verbally communicate. Okay.
Like my VCRT members, by not making a fool of myself.
You got a question? Okay.
Break a
leg. Come back to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like it when you smile. Okay, my name is Mike Balistrieri. I'm with the Milwaukee Area Labor Council, and I am chair of the Veterans Committee of the AFL-CIO in this area. Chairman Broderick and members of the Parks Committee, thank you for letting me speak to this. It's been a long, drawn thing, but I think everybody's going to walk away with a smile on their face, hopefully. And I'm speaking today on behalf of the Veterans Community Relations Team, which, as you know, has taken an active interest in the negotiations between the Milwaukee Art Museum and the veterans community. We are appearing today in solid support of the settlement mediated by the parties by Janine Geske. As you know, mediation was initiated at the suggestion of Chairman Dmitry Avich and the members of the county board. VCRT and the veterans community supported mediation. The mediated settlement does not include all of the objectives of the VCRT. No settlement of this magnitude will make everyone completely satisfied. The important thing is that a highly respected, capable, independent mediator met with the parties and helped forge the ultimate settlement. Judge Geske of the Marquette University Law School, in the interest of the community harmony, volunteered her time and expertise. The VCRT and all veterans, as well as the MAM and the county, owe a debt of gratitude to Judge Geske for bringing this truly unfortunate conflict to conclusion. We realize that this process requires the approval of all parties, including the county board. For many years, Milwaukee County has provided generous and appreciated support for the War Memorial Center and veterans. The county executive and county board continued that tradition of support last fall as part of the 2013 county budget process. County officials contacted and encouraged us to support the mediation process. We provided that support and curtailed our planned public information initiatives concerning the dispute. Milwaukee County initiated the mediation process and, along with Janine Geske, deserves thanks and admiration from our community. And we thank you. Finalization of the settlement will involve approval of the mediated agreement as well as the new leases, other documents, and amendments to county ordinances necessary to carry out the settlement. We recognize that the language used in the new leases, documents, and amendments to ordinance may and should require further assistance from the mediator. This can be done telephonically to expedite the process. We also recognize in settlements there is no temptation, as we say in the labor area, to cherry pick the final agreement and select the things wanted and discussed the others. Any attempt to reopen the negotiations and cherry pick or modify the delicate settlement reach will result in the entire settlement blowing up and the conflict will return. I previously stated that we are not in favor of all the provisions in the settlement, but are committed to support the entire settlement with no changes. We also want you to be aware that VCRT has reached out a hand to invite MAM to participate in the 2014 Douglas MacArthur event, the movie Emperor, which will have its premiere tomorrow evening, Friday, at the Orlando Theater in Milwaukee. We had our differences with MAM, and this project can be used to start the healing process. We thank you again for the opportunity to appear before your committee and express our complete support of the entire mediated agreement. We believe that this mediated solution further honors those that served and sacrificed before us that we might have the War Memorial Center to serve veterans and the public in their harmony. And again, I thank you.
Thank you. Questions of Mr. Dodds-Gray by committee? Hearing none, thank you so much for your testimony. Mr. Cry, Mr. Kurtz, it would be fair then to present characterize what you presented this morning as a mutually arrived at framework for a final settlement for the board's approval once, of course, the terms of that agreement are reviewed by our Corporation Council. Is that essentially correct?
Absolutely.
As a summary statement. Thank you very much. I also noticed that our chairwoman has entered the room. Marina Dmitrievich, is there anything you'd like to say, Madam Chair?
Sure.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but
I
assumed you may.
Thank you. Well, I just wanted to be here. Good morning to everyone watching and listening. I'm Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievich. I wanted to physically be here because this is such an important day, and I want to thank each and everybody on the committee. I want to thank all the negotiating teams. I want to thank the county board for showing leadership and appointing Justice Janine Geske to help lead us through this last impasse. A lot of people put in a lot of time and hours, and this is really a critical step forward. It's part of a multi-step process, as you discussed, Chairman Broderick, and the work that was done here today will have an implication, a lasting implication on future generations, and I think the board shows that we are problem solvers and policymakers, and I'm happy that we could show leadership to step in and get through this impasse, and I want to thank everybody who's involved today. And let's move forward. This is very exciting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This would not be complete without inviting Justice Geske up if she would choose to make statements. Is Ms. Schneider with you?
No.
This morning?
She's in Israel.
Oh, she is in Israel. Well, welcome, and again, our sincere thanks for your efforts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Committee. I just want to say that it truly was my privilege to serve in this role with the negotiators. Everybody clearly wanted to reach an agreement and wanted to serve both the veterans community and the community at large. And it was a good experience. We worked very, very hard. It took longer than the Journal Sentinel predicted. 1 hour didn't quite do it, but I'm very pleased, and I thank you for the opportunity to be able to play this role in trying to bring these parties together and hopefully have an agreement that will impact Milwaukee County well into the future in many good ways. So thank you.
Thank you, and this does have profound. I was going to say this does have profound implications for the future of our community. Are there questions by committee members? Supervisor Stamper, I think you had a...
Well, congratulations. I'm pleased to hear of the positive negotiations. I wanted to ask, with the proposed terms, was there an expiration date or is it ongoing?
There is no expiration date. It's a comprehensive agreement that we're both happy with, and we're very anxious to finalize it and move forward.
As we stated, we're hopeful that we'll have everything completed in terms of documentation. The agreement's executed by Memorial Day.
Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to say I was very excited when I read that it would be Justice Geske who would be heading this effort. And my smile got broader when I learned that Ms. Schneider would be joining her. I knew both of them from, I'm sorry if the committee is now tired of hearing this, when my wife was in law school, from which she successfully graduated, which made me very dangerous, being the spouse of somebody who went to law school. But I was very confident that Ms. Justice Geske and Ms. Schneider could accomplish their desired outcome, and I am very pleased to see it has. They have achieved that goal. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, and congratulations to you.
Pleasure of the committee, Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I get into our prepared statement, let me also acknowledge Justice Geske. Besides her stellar legal career, maybe some of you might remember that she also helped Milwaukee County out in a huge pinch when she was our county executive during a very troubled time. And so, Justice Geske, again, our appreciation to you. Mr. Chairman, I move that we refer this matter to Corporation Counsel so that the proposed term sheet for the final agreement between the War Memorial and the Milwaukee Art Museum can be reviewed from a legal point of view with a report back from our Corporation Counsel prior to our next meeting on April 16th. This referral acknowledges that the parties have reached a framework for a final agreement, and it is now our job as policymakers to review and hopefully approve this new agreement.
The motion is before us. Is there further discussion by committee? Questions? Hearing none, on that motion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. That motion is approved.
Gentlemen, good work and congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.